We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Joe O Show. It's
your world, Joe. It's
your world, Joe.
It's your world, Joe.
You're listening to the Joe Ostrowski Show, nights on 670 The Score.
Oh, it's been a busy, busy day, but we had some good news, some easy news. Over at Clark and Addison today, as the Cubs take care of Oakland and all the issues surrounding this team, all of them, what do you see? Of course, they go 5-1 at home. Don't worry too much about the big loss that they just flushed last night, losing 11-4. And yeah, everywhere you look, they are okay. I'm worried about this and that. But every time they come to Wrigley, this is a dominant team. Now, what are they going to do on the road? Are they going to continue to be amongst the worst on the road and best in baseball at home? Time will tell. I think that's going to end at some point, and we'll see if that time is right now. As the Cubs head out on a 10-game road trip, 4 in Cincinnati, 3 in Philadelphia, and 3 in Pittsburgh. Good evening, everyone. Joe Ostrowski with you on Sports Radio 670. The Score. It's a weird week with all of the night games, so it's the only evening show of the week. I do have early odds on Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to 9. That's going to be a lot of fun. Been a bit of a whirlwind day, and if you were not on social media, maybe you are not aware. So I'll just share the news right now. You hear a lot about radio.com, listen to the Score on radio.com via the app and all that stuff. And I've got another reason for you to make sure that you download that app onto your phone. Starting on August 19th, there will be a nightly sports betting show on there. You better you bet. And I am going to be a part of it. Myself, Nick Costos, he's going to be on there 5 days a week. There's also going to be a Sunday show with Danny Parkins and Nick Costos. Ken Barkley, who will join me at 9 o'clock this evening. Guy knows so much about college football and the NBA. Really smart dude. He's going to be a part of the show. So it's going to be a four-hour nightly sports betting show, 5 to 9. And again, it starts in 2 weeks, actually less than that, on August 19th. If for some reason you want to see me, you can see me there. It's going to have an audio component and a video component. Hopefully the video part will be up and running from day one. So as you know, as a Score listener, a lot of times we don't have the evening show, especially during the summer with Cubs baseball going on. And during the winter, get bumped a bunch because of Bulls basketball. Then we have NFL action going on. So typically, the idea is that I'll be doing the show on radio.com, you better you bet, 2 times a week, 5 to 9 p.m. So check it out. Give it a chance. If you like early odds on Saturdays, you're going to like this show. The guy that's on 5 days a week hosting it, Nick Costos, I've known him for a few years now. Usually meet up with him in Vegas for a weekend. I'll just leave it at that. He is a ball of energy. Loves sports betting, all sorts of sports, just anything you can name. So this is going to be a lot of fun. That was the big announcement today within the Entercom family. So we'll be getting into a lot of sports betting. It's going to be a fun, fun football season. And you guys know, if you listen to this show on a regular basis when I'm on, I like to sprinkle in the sports betting conversation. So I ask you to check that out. Download the radio.com app on your phone, and I'm told it'll blink when we're on. You click on it and get the audio, the video, whatever. It's always another option. And then hopefully that evening or the next morning, there will be podcast versions available because I get it. In the evening, you need to spend some time with your family. Maybe you're watching some games. You got the NFL going on, some action, whatever. We've got plenty of content there for you on the sports betting side of things via Entercom and radio.com. So make sure you have that app on your phone. Do it, okay? So much great information out there, and we're going to try to bring it to you. It's going to be pretty football concentrated. Of course, we're going to cover the baseball and as the playoffs get going and all that, but it's going to be mostly football, and I know a lot of you guys are just ready. Getting all jacked up for tomorrow night, Soldier Field, Bears, Panthers. All right, let's go. We get to see it for real. Oh, nobody's playing. All the guys are going to be going nuts for on Sundays. None of them are on the field, Matt Nagy, but it's okay. Did it last year, and it worked out just fine, even in the supposed dress rehearsal, and people were up in arms. But it'll be just fine. So we'll be talking a lot about Bears 9, over or under, number of victories on the season, the ridiculous Super Bowl odds that are available, why most books are reporting most tickets sold, most money wagered on your Chicago Bears. So that's going to be a fun venture. Again, Danny Parkins will be on it on Sundays. I guess they're going to do a pre-show before the games and then during the games. I know the noon kickoffs for sure, and I think some of the later games as well. So he'll have fun reacting to the action and talking about the live betting aspects. And I'll be on during the week. It's going to change from week to week. I'll announce it on Twitter at the start of every week, what my schedule is, at Joe0670, at Joe0670. But let's start with some Cubs action, shall we? You have a 10-1 victory after last night. I mean, it was over early last night. And John Lester, after the game, says, I'm the weak link right now. And I've been talking about this for weeks. The Cubs are going to win this division, make any sort of a run. What are the others going to do? You've got your core four, or do you? One of those guys, obviously out. Contreras, they're calling it 4 weeks. It could be longer with a hamstring. Wouldn't shock me at all if it's longer. And part of that will be the Cubs situation in the final month of the season. Where do they stand in the division? But of course, Baez, Bryant, Rizzo, and then Contreras. What are the others going to do? Well, who are your others? Well, right now, the ones that are really standing out, Hayward's had a nice run in that leadoff spot. Pretty good run. But the names that jump out right now in your face. Ian Happ with a grand slam today. Nick Castellanos gets another double. He's up to 6 doubles already as a Cub. I believe he leads all of baseball. Happ is just killing the baseball. Just killing it. Michael Cirami, friend of the show, he tweeted this out leading up to that home run. What he's done. That grand slam. 103 miles per hour, 402 feet it went. Before that, a double, hit it 109 miles an hour. A single, 113 miles per hour. Fly out, 89. And remember that homer the other day that just went into orbit? 474 feet? He hit that one 109 miles per hour. Ian Happ is crushing the baseball. Then Nick Castellanos, just a great addition. I mean, he was having a strong season. So it isn't one of those cases where you see a player just get revitalized, right? He's in a winning situation. He's around some talented players. All of a sudden, in a division race. And maybe it turns into a pennant race. It isn't quite one of those, but maybe Jonathan Lucroy is one of those. Was DFA'd by the Angels, and now he's a Cub. It's worth a shot. Because Caratini's the main guy for some time here. And I don't know if it's going to work out with Lucroy. I do know it's worth a shot. Why not? Because you've got Taylor Davis out there. That's your other option. Now, maybe Davis ends up being your preferred method when you do need to give Caratini a rest behind the dish in the next month, month and a half, whatever it ends up being. Maybe. But you take that shot. And it came into play quickly, didn't it? The singular trade deadline right away for the Cubs. So we have some open phone lines if you want to jump in. Open the phone lines, guys. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Of course, starting with the Cubs conversation and what we saw today over at Wrigley. And let's bring it up because sometimes we just kind of skip it over. Or on a day in which the Cubs score 10 times, play 10 runs, right? It's over fairly early once they decide to pile on following that Ian Happ grand slam. Jose Quintana, give him the credit he deserves. I've ripped him from time to time, and I believe he deserved every bit of it. That trade is very frustrating and probably unfair expectations on him because of that deal. But we've got to give him some credit. Don't just say, Happ grand slam, look at this offense, 10 runs, boom. Let's do it on the road. Stop for a second and say, Jose Quintana, great job in your two-hitter. 7 strikeouts and no walks. You were looking for Quintana to go deep. You're about to start this 10-game trip away from the north side, and look what you got out of Q. Just needed a little bit from the offense. I know we got a lot, and that ends up being the story. But give it up for Jose Quintana, winning his 6th straight decision. You have to be fair on this. And that's partially where I want to start. So if you stuck with the game a little bit last night, you knew it was over early, your mind starts to wander. And Lester actually addressed it after the game. So you think, okay, where does Lester really slot in? Let's say they make the playoffs. Where does he slot in? And after the game, he's saying, yeah, I'm the weakest link. Goodbye. But we're pretty sure playoff time, you still trust John Lester. Next couple months will decide that. But he'll be all right. I don't think you worry too much about it. We've seen these sort of outings since he's become a Cub. You see it once in a while. Okay, now if he does it again, you want to start worrying? I'm okay with that. And the way Darvish has gone lately, strikeout to walk ratio, absolutely insane. Hendricks, probably your ace. If everyone's rested, probably starting a series with him, and he does dominate at home. And if you could set it up at home, even better. And I've fallen into this trap, but maybe we need to reassess this situation. I keep hearing, okay, I think Hendricks is the one. I think that's how you would want to line it up. And again, we're talking about form, and we're going off right now, okay? But it sounds like the one thing most people are sure of is Jose Quintana's the 5th starter, meaning Jose Quintana's out side of a playoff rotation. Must-win spot, you don't want him starting the game. 2-hitter today. 7 innings when you need him. Kills the Brewers. Still does. Are you sure? Right now. We're calling it now. This is what we have to go on. We don't know what's going to happen the rest of the regular season. You're calling it now. Are you sure he's the 5th starter? He's out of the rotation. Are you sure? What's your game plan with him? Bullpen guy? Do you trust him to do that? Gordon Whitmire points out, since late June, the Cubs are 7-0, last 7 starts. He has a record of 6-0. Now his ERA is 3.67. Isn't great. They're winning games. And you wanted to walk away today feeling great about a series win over the A's in a 5-1 homestand before you hit the road where you're one of the worst teams in baseball. Which maybe now it's time for that to start. They actually win a series for the first time since May. Can you do that? But are you sure Quintana's out? Because that's what I keep hearing. Well, I don't know. We'll mix and match. You want this guy at home, this guy on the road. If it's this team, that team, blah, blah, blah. But the one thing that I keep hearing is Quintana's out. Quintana's the 5. Are you sure? 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. That's topic number one on the Cubs, about Quintana. Because at the very least, we need to give him his just due with what he did out there and what he's done of late. And Herb, I know you point this out all the time. I'm going to give you your credit here on this. If you're going to pound the table every time Quintana has a bad outing, pound that table. Scream from the mountaintops when he does great. When he does work against a hell of an offense, seven innings, one run like he did today. Because what do I hear? I hear a conversation about the offense. I hear a conversation about, okay, now you got to go win on the road. All that is fine. You can talk about that. But if you're going to rip him, it's time to give him some credit over the last month and a half. So let's do some of that. 312-644-6767. Are you sure he's your five? Are you sure that he's out? Because I'm not sure right now.
Who would you have him replace, though? That's the question. I mean, as of right now, I would think maybe Lester just because of
No, that's a no.
Of course that's a no.
I'm just saying,
that's... Are you going to put it on Hamels? Hamels has been great.
Well, he just came back. Let's see what he is.
I'm just saying, though, throughout
the season, he faded last year.
Yeah.
In the very end.
So, I mean, it's who would he replace? That's the real question, too, is who would he replace?
Well, you go down the list. It's not Hendricks. It's not Darvish.
No, not with the way he's been.
Not the way he's been, and not with the money that he makes. See, but Chris Dickens, the associate producer this evening, that's the one thing I keep hearing. As well, I know he's the five. Are you sure he's the five?
I'm not saying he's not the he's the five. I'm just saying if he does bump up, who bumps down?
Right.
That's the real thing. This is a great problem to have for the Cubs because whoever you got coming out of your
pen
is fantastic. But who would you rather see
pen? Which guy could? I think the real question you have to ask yourself is which guy can succeed in a tandem situation. Okay, you're going to go four. You're going to go four. Something like that, and you don't have to worry about that hideous bullpen right now. Once you get there, my whole point here is. We don't know that. We don't know that he's the fifth best starter with the way he's going right now. We don't. And I'm not flipping at all. I'm just basing it on what we're seeing right now. You're just taking a leap. If you're going to say, just don't pencil him in as a five, really? I don't know that you should be doing that right now. I don't know. Hamels, we don't know what we have. At times, he's the best starter for much of this year. When he was healthy, he was the best starter in the rotation, and he looked great in his first start back. We'll find out what he is tomorrow. We'll find out. Also involving this team, of course, the offense. Happ, a big day. Castellanos, another strong day. Schwarber went yard. Caratini goes yard. Okay, great all around. A lot of the time, this team worries about the defense and the defense up the middle, and they should. But now you lose a core four guy, your biggest cogs in the lineup, in Contreras for quite some time, at least a month. Worst case scenario come to fruition with the bullpen, right? Hoping Morrow is going to be ready in May. I don't think he's going to throw another pitch. I told you at the time. If he was healthy, he was going to be your best arm in the pen, we think. You give Kimbrel $43 million. Okay, he's down and out for right now. Two best guys out. Oh, wait. Kinsler's our best guy. Oh, he's injured now. Now it's Kinsler. And can you trust Strope? What Strope do you have? All of these things together. Contreras out. Bullpen. Just what do you have right now? What do you really have? The offense is as important as ever. And then we have Happ and Castellanos performing like this. As long as that continues, these guys need to be in the lineup every day. After the acquisition of Castellanos, the first thing I heard was, oh, okay, he'll be strong. Does this against lefties? Okay, wonderful. Platoon guy for you. Nope. Nope. I don't think so. The offense is going to be important.
And I know in the playoffs, pitching and defense wins it. I'm on board with that. But you need to score more runs. And I get the concern about Hap's defense. That was one of your biggest holes. What are you going to get at second base between Descalso and Russell? You need to add a guy. And look what you have in Hap. Don't you need that guy out there? Hap and Castellanos, do they need to be in the lineup every day, regardless of the matchup? Doesn't matter. We'll see how long this Hayward leadoff spot thing takes them. We'll see. And maybe you get Zobrist at a time. I'm not sure. If it happened, it's going to be in September. So I think they're going to end up having plenty of options. But for right now, for my money, you've got to have Hap and Castellanos out there. And it's great with Hap because he's a switch hitter anyways. But he's just crushing the baseball. Everything is on the line. This is the last couple homers. Just huge. And a huge spot today. Hitting that grand slam. And it ended up being ball game right then and there. I get it. Focus on defense up the middle. Well, the Cubs have basically said, yeah, Almora, you're not getting it done. So defense is nice, but that's not enough. We need to score some runs. Isn't that also the case at second base? Hap's done enough to keep that job. So I would continue to keep him there every day. Every day. 312-644-6767. Are you sure Q is the five? Are you sure he's out? And as far as the offense, Hap and Castellanos, you need to see these guys in the lineup every single day. The foreseeable future, at least. 312-644-6767. Joe Ostrowski with you, talking Cubs. And this hour on The Score brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Joe O, night 6 to 10.
This segment and the 2-2.
Go ahead.
And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. A pop-up and a pair of strikeouts. A good start for Quintana.
I feel really good. My command was amazing. First pitch was strike most of the time, you know, and change speed, really good. Change up was amazing. And we did a really good job, all the team, you know. Team Papa Slam for Happy, the big team player of the game. So it's amazing. Go to the Rob, win this win.
Another game for a Cubs starting pitcher without offering a free base. Jose Quintana, two-hitter, 7 innings of work, only 1 run allowed. Terrific performance against the Athletics as the Cubs take 2 of 3 and 5 of 6 in the series. But homestand, but as you all know, we all know, you can win at home. Now, what are you going to do? It's time to turn it around on the road. This segment on The Score brought to you by the Chicago Dogs Baseball with Everything. Get in the game with Chicago Dogs Baseball this week with $2 domestic cans on Thirsty Thursday, a bucket hat giveaway Friday, best postgame fireworks on Saturday, and pregame autographs on Family Sunday. A lot going on. Tickets at thechicagodogs.com. Joe Ostrowski with you, Sports Radio 670 The Score. Couple of Cubs topics, Cubs questions on the table. Are you sure Quintana's out? Are you sure he's the fifth starter? Not considering spot in the rotation. Let's say they go on and win the division. They should. They haven't done anything on the road. They're amongst the worst teams in baseball on the road, and they're in the driver's seat right now. You want a bigger cushion, but they should just take off like they typically do in the second half. Now, they have their issues, of course, a volatile offense. But now you see some guys stepping up. Want to see them in the lineup every day. Don't even know if Zobrist is going to be a part of it at some point. And keep in mind about that bullpen. Just because it didn't come into play over the last 2 days, don't forget about that. Anybody good out there? Injured? Okay, he's our best option. He's injured now. Okay, now he is. Oh, he's out too. So, for my money, Happ and Castellanos, they need to be out there every single day. You need to help this offense. It'll be interesting how they're going to end up playing it. Great job by Kelly Kroll on the broadcast, bringing up that the third base coach, Butterfield, was the guy that made the call on Happ. Said, yeah, you know, I'm feeling it with Happ today. Got to get him out there. Boy, you go another day without putting Happ out there. Come on. There's also a little bit of common sense, but good on the Cubs, making sure he's in the lineup, and he should stay there. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. See Northwestern Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bob checking in from Elgin. You are on The Score.
Hey, Joe. How's it going? Good to talk with you.
Thanks. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
I was just calling in on your question regarding the starting rotation as of today. I think Hendricks has got to be your number one. I would go Hamels, Darvish, Quintana, and Lester's at the back of the bullpen. Ooh. You know, throughout the season, Lester just hasn't been consistent. He had good run for a period, bad run for a period. Good run for a period, bad run for a period.
If there's going to be one guy that would step up and say, listen, I want to be out there, but I don't deserve to be out there, if this were to continue, I think Lester's the dude. That's the kind of leadership that he provides. What was he saying? Put it on me last night. I've been horrible. I'm the worst starter we have. That's what he was saying last night. Now, he believes he's going to turn it around, of course. But he was at the podium saying, yeah, I'm the five. I am. Not Quintana. What happens next day? And Quintana steps up. So give him his credit. Bill and Niles, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. Great show. Just 2 points on Happ and Quintana. Mm-hmm. Happ was a second baseman in college, and he can play second base. Cubs have been trying to force feed him as an outfielder because he's got some speed, but he can play second base, I think. And for Quintana, I'm not so necessarily worried about it. I'm just glad we have him because the Dodgers are vulnerable to left-handers. And, you know, him coming out of the bullpen and pitching 4 innings, that sounds like a good plan against the Dodgers to me with their little bit of vulnerability against left-handers. So I'm not too worried about him, starting or relieving. It's good to have a good left-hander like him coming out instead of, Holland, let's say.
Yeah, of course, all of this is about what goes on next, what's going to continue to happen. So if Quintana keeps this up, now you have something to consider if you're Joe Maddon. If Lester continues to slide, something else to take into account. What is Hamels going to do? So many variables in the air. I don't think there's any way Darvish could keep this up, but what if he does? He's your ace. If he does, if he continues to pitch like this, and so right now the Cubs would not have home field advantage. How do you feel about a game of one or two with Darvish? He certainly pitched to that. What are we at? 44 strikeouts and I believe two walks over his last six starts. This is what you gave him $126 million for. This is it. Short list of guys performing like this. He also has the best stuff by far. Not close. Not close at all. It's elite level stuff. So is it going to continue to this level? No. But if it's in this area, he should be going one or two. Jim and Roscoe, you're on 670, The Score with Joe Ostrowski.
Hey, Joe, great show. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Hey, I think Lester is the man to go to the bullpen because we wanted a power lefty who could handle pressure situations. I think that gives him the makeup to be the odd man out in the rotation, which, by the way, is a great problem to have. But if you came back against the Dodgers and you wanted to throw three lefties, you still could do that. But you got the guy who can handle the pressure going to the bullpen.
Thank you, Jim. I know the last couple callers have talked about facing the Dodgers. Let's say they win the division. What are you going to do against the Braves first? Let's handle that one. How would you match up against them? I mean, there's so many ways this thing can go. And yes, the Dodgers are absolutely the team to beat. But with a couple months of baseball, I don't know if you can really start lining all these matchups up. I'll have to take a look, but I've just been so focused on the division, first things first here with the Cubs. And I get it, but that Braves team's really talented. And the additions to their bullpen have had some struggles early on. But if they write that ship, if Green ends up being a quality closer for them, they have as much talent as almost anybody. They can take down the Dodgers, certainly. 312-644-6767. Joe in St. Charles, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. I saw something today with Happ that really encouraged me. Now, that guy loves high outside fastballs and can't hit them to save his life. Today, just before he hits a home run, he checked his swing on one of those.
Hmm.
And if he can stay away from that pitch, I think that guy is going to tear it up.
Thank you, Joe. I did not think we'd be here. Sure, let's check in on Hap. What's he doing? Okay, we'll deal with the high strikeout, but how does he look? How close is he to making a return? We went from waiting pretty much all year on Ben Zobrist and all the intangibles, leadership in the clubhouse, corner outfielder, also play a little second base for you, one of the biggest weaknesses on the team. We went from waiting on Ben Zobrist. The way Happ is performing right now with the stick, need him in the lineup every day. A motivated Happ is something. I mean, I know that we spend so much time talking about the numbers, this matchup, but the mentality in this game still means a lot, right? Happ was mad all season that he was down there. He didn't think he should have been down there in Iowa taking the buses. He thought he deserves to be at the Major League Club, and he went through his struggles. Then he finally broke through, and he went on a tear in the minors. And he's continued that at the major league level. So maybe he was right. Or he's trying to at least prove that. And we see that with veterans in bad situations, teams that aren't going anywhere. He's having a down year. Well, then there's that surge, that energy. Cubs players are talking about with Castellanos. You saw it with Cole Hamels when he made his move. What about Justin Verlander? His numbers improved a ton when he went from Detroit to Houston. You see it around the league. And you're going to hold out hope as a Cub fan that Luke Roy can fall into that bucket. Maybe he can do something. Bring that energy, excitement. Getting thrown into a division race. Maybe a pennant race. Maybe a World Series run. I know, it's crazy. But first things first, this entire team needs to be more consistent. Which guys are going to trust out of the bullpen? Can the offense score on a consistent basis, right? A lot of things are going to have to do, but it's going to start with this 10-game road trip. Cincinnati, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh coming up for the Cubs. 312-644-6767. Let's not go too far. Let's go to South Loop. Nick, you're on the Score.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
So just kind of wanted to chime in on the starting rotation debate.
Yeah.
I think Hendricks has been locked in. I think he's for sure going to be part of it. I think Lester's too trustworthy to take him out, in my opinion. His track record is showing he's very good in the playoffs. And hopefully if Cole continues what he's doing after the injury, he's a lock in as well. But you made a really good point that we're looking too far ahead with the Dodgers. And really it matters who we're up against in the playoffs. But having a righty in Darvish and a lefty in Quintana available, I think it's based on situation. I think it's based on the lineups that we're against, who we're playing against, yeah, and if it's home or away.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. Hey, guys, I'm still in the kitchen a couple miles away. Can you guys look up the numbers, what Atlanta does, if there's a stark difference, lefties versus righties at all, to see if that comes into play at all, especially against starting pitching? Are we doing that? 3.5-game lead over the Cardinals and the Brewers. They are tied for second place in the Central. We're doing that? Yeah, we can do it. After a 10-1 win? Yeah, sure, that's fine. A 5-1 homestand. But now it's time for the Cubs to prove that they can do it on the road. By the way, I've never been a believer in the Brewers. It's actually kind of wild that they're sitting 3 games above 500 with a run differential of negative 26. That's not going to last. We found out what this team is without a lockdown bullpen. So difficult to predict from year to year, and we're seeing it. You get a couple injuries, they're going to start to fade, I think, over the next couple of months. Probably still going to come down to the Cubs and Cardinals. Probably will be. 312-644-6767. You want to talk about the Cubs? A few things on the table. Obviously, the big story's out of today. Quintana's performance. Are you sure he's out of your playoff rotation? Or is that door open? Like our last caller. Yeah, you need to maybe look at the matchups. On a nice run. Cubs are 7-0 in Quintana's last 7 starts. It happened Castellanos. With this situation, they need to be in the lineup every day. Sure, the defense may go down a little bit with Happ at second base, but you need to score some runs, something they have not been doing on a consistent basis this season, especially situationally with runners in scoring position. Some people don't believe in it, but I believe in it to an extent. Get as many opportunities as you can. Joe Ostrowski with you, talking Cubs on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
I think our team lines up pretty well. We've had a bad stretch as far as guys, kind of some bad luck as far as injuries. Hopefully we get those guys back quicker than I think we kind of think. You know, hope Kintz is okay, hope Kimbrel's okay. When it comes down to it, I mean, you know, the injuries are the injuries, but, you know, I'm pretty much the weakest link in the rotation right now and got to figure out a way to right that ship, pick my end up, do better. Flat out do better.
You're listening to the Joe O Show on 670 The Score.
John Lester last night after the 11-4 loss, Cubs take 2-3 with today's victory over the Oakland Athletics and Interleague Series there. 312-644-6767. Neglected the text lines a little bit. 67011, 67011 from the 224. Lester isn't going to the bullpen in the playoffs. 708, Lester is not going to the pen. I agree with you right now. I agree. 217 brings up, Cardinals just got through a tough stretch of a schedule over the last couple of weeks. They get the Pirates, Royals, and Reds for the next week and a half. Yeah, especially the Royals part. Certainly worth bringing up. So much is about the schedule. So the Cubs have Cincinnati. Cubs have lost 7 of 12 against the Reds this year. Philadelphia, 2-2. And then the Pirates, they are 6-4 against Pittsburgh. Probably going to be a fight at some point during that series. 312-644-6767. A lot of issues with this team. You know, it is funny. We do have to catch ourselves a little bit. And I mentioned the last couple of days, you don't worry about the bullpen. But when the bullpen becomes an issue, yeah, we're going to concentrate on it. And Joe Maddon brought it up yesterday just about how you expect them to perform to be successful 100% of the time and how it's so unfair to treat a bullpen. He didn't say this, but in reality, where do they rank on the totem pole as far as the best pitchers on your club? They're usually around a lot of them. Well, number 6 through whatever, right? 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, all those guys are out there, except for maybe the closers, typically. The way the Cubs are right now, that is definitely the case. Man, they're really depending on Strope, at least for right now. Morrow is just a lost cause. He's not in the equation, but he's worth bringing up because his team walked into the season with some hope that they would see him this year. Simon in Lincoln Park, you're on 670 The Score. Good evening, Simon.
Hey, good evening, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. What's going on?
Well, I think the rotation, I like Hendricks probably, you know, looking at things as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next 20 games, we may be talking about, we may flip it a little bit because, you know, I don't think Darvish is going to stay on point the way he has 2 walks and 50 strikeouts. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think that Lester, he'll be okay. He's a veteran, good pitcher, just in a slump right now. He'll be okay. But I just think at the end of the day, I think you said that the Brewers probably won't do anything because their pitching is all messed up, which you may be right about that. And that the Cubs probably will win that division, but they're supposed to win it last year, too, and they didn't.
Yep.
So if they do win it, Joe, if they do win it, I can't agree with what Les said a few nights ago. Yeah, they should win the division, but they're not going to win no World Series. And I truly don't believe they're going to even – they're not going to beat no Dodgers, and they're not going to beat no Atlanta, if they – whichever one – they're not going to clam. I just don't see it happening this year, Joe.
Yeah.
Honestly, to be honest. And that's what Les failed, too. Les said they should win the division. That's a terrible division. They should win it. No doubt about it. It's a terrible division. But they're not going to win the World Series. And that's just how I feel, Joe, even with all the additions that they added to the team, which is some good additions, but it's not their year. It's just not their year.
I hear you, Simon. Thank you so much for the phone call. It's a rare occasion. I agree with Les, and I don't think it ends at the Dodgers or the Braves. Now, this is a club that has turned it on in the past in the second half. Maybe they find something with Luke Roy. Castellanos can keep this up. They can get through this period without Contreras, possibly, but I agree with Simon. And watch out for the Nationals, too. You see what that rotation is. If they grab that wild card spot in the NL East, watch out for them. I wouldn't want to go up against them. But, yeah, I've never felt it with this club. I mean, just look at what you have with the home and road splits. That's all you need. Shows you what. Okay. They're an average to above average team. That's what the season has shown us so far. And part of it is timing. Just, yeah, every team deals with injuries. That's part of getting through a baseball season. But there are 7 guys on the DL right now and another guy on the restricted list. It's all timing. Your 3-4 best relievers are all out. So how are you going to get through this period? Chris Dickens in the studio. Since Simon just brought up Yu Darvish, I want to go back to this before we hit the break. Here's Joe Maddon in studio with Lawrence Holmes on Darvish.
Another guy that you've been very vocal and week to week, you know, I'll say, Joe, what's up with Yu Darvish? And you're like, just wait. The guy's got the stuff. You're going to see it. We're seeing it now. Yeah. You look at what he's done since June, where his whip, I want to say, has been 0.8 something. He's walked 10 guys in his last 11 starts.
Right.
How did Darvish get himself back on track? And well, what does that do for you guys that he is?
The thing with him, last year he was not feeling 100%. Plus, I just think coming to Chicago and fitting into the Cub culture and the city itself, it took him a while to warm up, not warm up to, but just get used to kind of a thing. And so there was a lot of things that were just a little bit off. But you could see when he threw the slider on occasion and it was right, wow, it's just a different breaking ball. He has a split finger fastball that most guys aren't unable to throw that he's outstanding with. The big difference was he didn't know where his fastball was going at all, I thought, last year. Now he does. And that's why the whip is so low, the walks in, hits sprinting pitch, because he knows where his fastball is going. And when that happens, my God, these other pitches become even better, if you could understand. So he has... Yu's biggest adjustment has been, I think, he's breathing more easily on the mound at Wrigley Field, A. And believe me, that matters. It matters for all of us when we're able to control our emotions, slow the moment down, live in the situation, and not – anxiety lives in the future. When you can stay away from the future mentally and just stay right here, you can do what you're capable of doing. If you're unable to control that concern about that next thing that may occur, that's when you are unable to perform the task at hand. He has slowed it down. And now the fastball is going exactly where he wants it to go. The slider, you see, he's buckling left-handers with his slider sometime. And now the split becomes pertinent and his confidence cannot be higher. I made the comment, I think he's pitching as well as anybody in the National League right now. And there's some really good guys out there having nice seasons, but this body of work for the last couple of months is hard to beat.
It really is. Yeah. And does he, to you, when you talk to him, does he feel and look more comfortable just being in the clubhouse and being with the guys?
Yeah, yes. And you have to understand, because people don't really know him around here, this is a real humble young man. He is very humble. His son is one of the best little athletes I've ever seen and one of the most polite kids I've ever met in my life. And I told you, I said, that is a reflection of you. You have to understand that. By meeting your son, that tells me a lot about you, to you. And sometimes it gets confusing. But it is. His kid is a wonderful little boy, family man, great. He's a humble, humble guy. And that's part of probably why it took him a little bit time to morph into this whole culture here, getting used to the city of Chicago and the fan base. And now he is. Now they're yelling you as he walks off the mound after another great inning. So
how's that feel for you as his manager?
I'm just so happy for him. I'm happy for him. Because he's gone through a lot. Listen, the guy's well taken care of. He's accomplished a lot. Of course, his financial future is set. But nevertheless, he's a human being with fears and emotions and whatever. Right now, he's feeling good about himself, and that's why you're seeing all this wonderful this wonderful result. So give him credit, and I love the reception he gets right now because I know what it means to him personally.
Joe Maddon kind enough to show up in the Score studios yesterday with Lawrence Holmes right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. I was finally right. I called something right. I said I'm buying Yu Darvish stock. It just took a little bit longer than expected. And he doesn't have to pitch to this level, but if we're anywhere close and we're having this conversation about how it sets up in the playoffs, okay, now we know the matchup. Everybody's rested, hopefully, because that means they cruise their way to an NL Central crown. Should be a real conversation about getting him in game one or two, getting him in a couple times in the series, if that's what we're going to see. And it wasn't just about the World Series. When he was awful against Houston, tipping pitches, this was the guy that's won some deep playoff games, too. Don't forget that. Even the team on the north side. At that location before, okay? 312-644-6767. All right, we've got some football on the television tomorrow, and it's not the Hall of Fame game. Preseason game number one, Bears and Panthers. And we have no idea if there's a tight end on the roster. Let's talk about that next. Joe Ostrowski with you on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.